We're in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos in the Halachas of Ervin in Siman Shin Ayin Aleph, when one of the members of the Chatzar leave him there, or if he dies. So we're continuing the part of dying. Siv Vav on the bottom of page 476. Echad min ha'chatzar shayigaisis. One of the members of the courtyard was in the throes of death. Afa b'shen yochel lichis b'bayoyim. Even though he can't live through that day, Isri makes a forbidden. Achi yizaku etz getin tafrish lamates le'bepas until they merit for him the bread. V'yarvul over they make an air on him. V'chein katan oisik so to a minor makes a forbidden. Afa b'shen yochel lichis b'bayoyim. Even though he cannot eat an olive size. Avol oideach in oisik, but a guest does not make it forbidden. Commercial is bad. Like we already explained in Simishan Ayin. And Simishan Ayin. Says Mishra Sivkat on the base. One of the people of the Chatzar was a Kaisis, Avapisha in the Yachal, the Chulu, even though he cannot live through that day. And therefore, you would have thought to say that Nefshim kill Mesa as if he's already dead, but believably bound, and therefore, like residents without any owners, and therefore, should not make it forbidden. No, Kamash Mohan, that's what telling you, the Chosma Truchai, as long as he's still alive. But it's like he's alive for all his things, and therefore, he makes it forbidden until the Mezakatim, the bread, and the Sivkat Namagim, the Arvah love, and they make an Erev on him. Because Magram writes, the Mesa Shabbos, if he dies on Shabbos, Iser makes it forbidden. Kimin Shein the Erev, or this kind called Shabbos, since the Erev is not fit to last through the whole Shabbos, to Rev Gleis Lamisa, because most of those that are Gleis in the throes of death end up dying. I can't show you that's his words. Now, Mehine, Im Hoye Dori Moy Echad Bo Iser Bais, if there was someone living with him in that house, Pashit Dedein Mes Bad Leib, so obviously the Erev is not going to become nullified because of that other person. If someone from a person out of the neighborhood inherits him, does not come to live there on Shabbos, and therefore the house remains without any owners for that Shabbos, that's also obvious that's going to be permitted. Like I said previously, the beginning is Sibdal. But the Mogad Ram is talking, someone from outside the neighborhood inherited him, and he's coming to live over there on Shabbos. Or a member of the courtyard inherited him, but was living in a different house, which Sharatin Ois Chabdal says, and regarding such a case, even if he does not live with him in that same house, it's still considered as a deeper bayon, like we said previously in Sivtal and Mishnah Berurah. So it says Mishnah Berurah further, he says, now the reason for all this is the Erev Shunach Ba'ad HaGoyses, when you make an Erev for HaGoyses, HaRilohi wrote this Kam Kol Shabbos, it wasn't fit to last the whole Shabbos, HaRichazin HaShanez B'Shabbos, as we see, he ended up dying on Shabbos. And therefore, L'Shayach B'Zalem HaHol B'Hot Shehotu, you can't say that, oh, since it's permitted, As the Shar Tzin Ois Chafei says, because even though there is a Goyses that could continue up until 3 days, but since over here we see that he did die that day, so we retroactively revealed there is the type of Gesisa that he will die that day, says the Matzah Shekel. Says Mishabur further, he says, now according to this, seemingly, if you have a person who made an Erev, that Erev Shabbos for all the members of the courtyard, and therefore the grace also is included, and then the grace dies on that Shabbos, and it comes out that even the part of the Erev that he gave to this grace is going to be nullified. Which the Shar Tzin Ois Chafei says, that is, when someone from the Shuk comes, like we said, to live in his house, or someone else from the people of Chatzar inherited, which would make it a problem. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Achin, however, in my Erev Hunach B'Shabbos Aver, if the Erev was placed on the prior Shabbos, Bimkein, if that's the case, Chal Erev Pamachas, the Erev already took effect one time. After B'Shabbos, even though on this Shabbos also, Kishnaz Geis, when it becomes a Geis, Hoyoimel was battle, it was ready to be nullified. After Bimkein, even so, Shaykh B'Zalema, here you could say, Kimin Chorcho Hucho, once permitted already last week, it's permitted already this week. Lekama, like we see later in the submission, Nayadats of Alf, Ayin Shalmok over there, Vayim Be'Aloch, Ediv Masal Echad, Machikisab B'Shem Atzal Mogim, what we said, in the name of Atzal Mogim. Sibkat Lamadal, and Chen Katna, he says, so to a minor makes it forbidden, Achi Arvalov, says Ram, until you make air for him, even though he cannot even eat a kazayas. But a guest does not make it forbidden, like we said in Shinayim. Simon Shinayim base, Dinish Shut Vahadiris La'erim, the halacha of the joining of the residences for the air, but by Yotasifim in this 19 paragraph. Zivav, Gagin Vahatzeres Vahkafivis, roofs, courtyards, and non residential enclosed areas. Kulan Shos Echerhein, they all have the halacha as being the same domain. For vessels that started Shabbos inside of them. Shemutl Tatl Mizalazel, that you let it carry from one to the other. Even if it has different owners, and they did not make an Erev together. Mutl Tatl Machotzl Chatzachez, you let it carry from one courtyard to another courtyard, to a Gag, or to a roof, or to the top of a wall that's between them. And from a roof to another roof near it, even if it's much higher than the other one. And from the roof to an enclosed area that's not more than two sa, or is enclosed for residential purposes, then even if it's more than or to a mavi that was fixed with a side post or a crossbeam, even if they did not make an air with it. Even though the people of the chatzu made air for themselves, the shrichim on the bottom of chatzu wear. Therefore, it's very common that people have their own appliances that from their own home that they bring out to the courtyard. Still, you're allowed to carry vessels that start Shabbos in this courtyard, to another courtyard. We're not concerned. Shemi taltil. As we continue with Beis, then maybe you're going to come to carry Gam Kilim Shoshavs above Beis Lachatz Acheres, that even vessels that started Shabbos in the house, which ended up in this courtyard, that you might take it to another courtyard, which you're not allowed to. We're not concerned with that. Or the Gag Vekarf before that, you might take it to a roof or to a castle. Says Mishbruam, Siv Katan Alf. Gagin, roofs. Hainu, that is Ala Gog, on the roof. She'in Oikir Lamala, that there is no roofing above it. Because the ilah la tikra shutachas agag, because regarding the tikra that's beneath the roof, which is the ceiling of the top floor, b'chlal liyas abayisu, that's included in the upper story, because abayis dami never has halacha like the house, not like a roof. The gagin shalehen chalakon hayu. Now their roofs were flat, were in the shtama shalehen, and it was fit for utility on it. Umar is tomak shalahayu boltis chutz mechitz abayis, that it didn't stick out beyond the walls of the house. If the roof does stick out, where the Dishu 2 brings it, there you see that when the roof sticks out beyond the mechitzah of the bayis, we don't say good asik for the mechitzah of the bayis. Comes out that the roof does not have mechitzah and has a lach like a karmelis, and they're not allowed to carry from the roof to a chatzar and a karf. Siv cut and bays. So gagan, chatzers, and bekafifis, ayin la'el, besimishim, and above, siv gimel, what that is. Siv cut and gimel. They all have rishus echerin, all considered as one domain. Because the chalei, all these things, in tash mishem yuchad betader, they're not really designated for utility and consistently. Lefikach imem chiluk rishos, therefore they don't differentiate domains. Mutal tal to mechalech aver, and if you're allowed to carry from one to another one, bli erev mechatzeres without making mechatzeres. Choshkin, all the more so, shemutal tal to begagin mechatzeres gufet, you're allowed to carry in the roofs or the courtyards themselves, mechalech aver from one to the same time. Bechimutal tal to mechalechatzah mechalechagin, also you're allowed to carry throughout that whole courtyard or that whole roof. Avshli erev hadiyur nyachin, even though the residents did not make an erev together. Chacham did not require erev chatzeres. Only that should be permitted to carry out the vessels of the house. That started Shabbos from when it was still daytime in the house. And also to carry from the courtyard into the house. Sivkat and Dald. So they consider as rishus one rishus for vessels that started Shabbos inside of them. They were there ready from before Shabbos. That's coming to exclude when they started Shabbos in the house. Sivkan hay. So he said you let it carry from one to the other, even if it belongs to different owners. And lo erev yachad, and did not make an erev together as one. Hayna, that is a chatzeres b'hadi adadi, one courtyard with another one, ayagagim b'chatzeres, or the roofs with the courtyards. Because the ilu b'chatzer gufa, because in the courtyard itself, yisr devusu kasher b'adadi. It's actually a bigger chiddush when they did make an erev together, commission b'sam l'b'sev, like he'll end up at the end. But we're talking from one to the other. You're allowed to carry from one chatzer to another chatzer. Sivkan vav ilagag, or to a roof shachaver of its friend. Sivkat and Zayin, or to the head of a wall that's between them, that is Shabin Shtei Chatzeres, that's between the two courtyards. Mavur Hetav L'Kamam B'Sivvav, and this is going to be explained very well later on in Sivvav. Sivkat and Ches, and from one roof to another room roof that's near it, I feel like Gevayah V'Chulu, even if it's much higher than it, and that is below Minim, we don't say Shaydei Zed, that through the height differential, let's say above 10 Tfachim, Yischalk L'Shtei Rishuris, that it should be differentiated into two different domains. Sivkat and Tes, and from a roof to a karfif, who had then said is b'chatz l'karfif, from a chatzah to a karfif. Sivkat yud, if she'en yosim is the same, that it's not more than two sa. Because the ilam ha-yosim is the same, if it was more than two sa, b'chal karmelis, so it's including the karmelis, kimish l'huk of l'dir, because it was not enclosed for residential purposes. And therefore, v'as l'haitzim is l'siyachat elav, it would be forbidden to carry out from a private domain to there, k'mavu l'el b'simit shun l'ches, like we said previously in simit shun l'ches. Sivkat yud alav. Or if it's hukla v'dir, even more than sasayim, oy l'mavi v'chulu, or to a mavi that was fixed with a lechi or a kaira. Or it's limited when it means shemut lahitzi lemechatzeres megagim mekafivis. You're allowed to carry out to the mavi from the chatzeres gagim mekafivis. Kim shoshavs v'toichin vessels that started Shabbos inside those areas. But the reason is the gam mavi because also a mavi intesh mishem yuchad betad. It's the same category. It's also not a constant and designated area for utility. Lefikach urishos echer mem diver has one domain with them, and we didn't require this idea of joining together for the mavi. Only the vessel started Shabbos in the house. She mutlohitzi the mavi that you should be able to carry out to the mavi. Sivkan yid beis, and this is afila everybody. even if the mavi did not make an error, but someone means to say that the courtyards did not join together as one to make what's called a shetuvim avayis. Sivkat and Yudgimel, Vavbi she'erva v'chulu, and even though the people of the chatzar made an error for themselves, what some would mean to say is that's actually a bigger chiddush. But lo yimibayin, I don't have to tell you im loy erva b'nei chatzar asman. If the people of the chatzar did not make an error for themselves, the az ein matzah b'chatzar, then it's not common to have in the courtyard clear by his klal having any vessel of the house there at all. Da'aloi asalai tzin l'shem, because they can't carry out on Shabbos to there. So b'vadim mutl talta mechatzal chatzal. But sure, you could carry them from one courtyard to another courtyard. Kelim sheshavetz b'toichin, vessel that started out Shabbos inside of them. Da'aloi shayach le'migza at the klei bayis, because you cannot make a gzera from the klei bayis. But even if they did make an erev, where it is common to have vessels from the home in the courtyard, you're allowed to still carry vessels that started Shabbos in this chatzal, sefkot yodal l'chatzal ches to another courtyard. But then something is l'gak v'karfif to a roof and a karfif, cannot like we said before. And that is a b'leich hashim l'chulu. We're not concerned that you might come to carry because it's not gzera l'gzera. It's a gzera of a gzera. The whole halach is a gzera, and this is a concern of that. Sivkat tezayin that shem yital tegam kel l'chulu, that maybe you might come to carry vessels that were in the house to another chatzar. We're not concerned for that. From this, you see the kelim sheshav to b'bayis, the vessels that started Shabbos in the house, even though they came permissibly to this chatzah, they made an erev over there, they're not allowed to go and now carry it to another courtyard that did not make an erev with them. But then same thing is if they carried out from the homes of the courtyard to a courtyard that did not make an erev with, but you carried out in a permissible way, how so? But you're wearing it. And then you take a bijagger over there, that you would not be able to now take it out from there to another courtyard. However, in the Mavavah Hedya, it's not explicit. Madin kelim elu. What's the halach of these vessels, let's say this jacket, but tilta chatzah ze'atzma, in carrying in this courtyard itself? In mutar elah, would it be permitted when you took off your jacket or not? It's a disagreement amongst the halachic authorities. At the minimum, heavy mashkal adi nachri. If beverage was brought through a non-Jew, labayis achar shle ervema, to another house that did not make an error with it, since the house is a private domain, the Jew is allowed to move the beverage afterwards in the whole house, the kulei amakor, to everyone. And the Sharatin Ezchah says the same thing is, if it was brought into another house that did not make an error with it, and he took off his jacket over there, which had started Shabbos in his house, you're allowed to carry it through out that whole house. Which he says, look what we wrote in Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat Lama Gimel, Neimar Gan Avram, that he writes in Neimar Goyes Taisus, and he references what he brings over here. So look and say for Atzei Amoygim. There's Mefaklik very much on the ikar of this halacha. And he writes that from the fact that the Torah Shulchan Aruch Aseisim previously in the beginning is the Beis, that if a person dies on Shabbos, even if someone out of the neighborhood inherits him and does not make an heir, does not make a forbidden, and they did not stipulate that specifically when there was not a Goyes, obviously that they don't hold like this Haggah. And he also brings a little bit of right that the Taisus don't hold like this. Look at his length regarding this, his opinion that Laloch has been lean regarding this, and Mishas Tzadchak would seem that one can rely on this. The Dirshu 31 brings the opinion of Chaznish, is also when he's a Geisus by Benesh Mashu, we say Hodvahutra Hutra, because only in a place where a person does an action and he has the ability to make it forbidden at all moments, then we don't say Hutra, which is not the case by Geisus, where he does not have the ability to make it forbidden, and he adds in according to the Rush that Paskin that a ger that dies in Erev Shabbos and another Jew it takes possession of his Nechasim at Shabbos, he makes it forbidden. We don't say Shabbos or Chorcho, since it's common that a Jew will come. There's a case also by Gleis would be forbidden because it is common that he will die. The Mask Gagin Lechatzeres Vakafifas, that the old one Rishos, and the Gemara, it's brought that also on Mavi, is one Rishos with them. And the Mechaba picks the wording in the Mishnah and relies on what he's going to write at the end of his words, which he adds on Mavi, they're also. The Maschel Shem Yitaltal Gam Kilmer, we're not concerned that maybe he's going to come to carry also vessels that started out Shabbos in the house to another Chatzah. Now, regarding the permitted to carry vessels that start in Shabbos in the house, in the Chatzah itself, that's not with an Erev. And when he goes and he violates and he carries that from there to the house, or when he takes it out, let's say, permitted where he was wearing it. So the discussion is like this. Do we say that they did not make it forbidden only to carry out from one Rishos to another one, but in this chatzar itself, even if it started Shabbos in the house, they did not say it's forbidden to carry when you already took it out over there? Whether you took it in a permitted way, for example, let's say through wearing the garment, or even the prohibited way, or possible, since there's no error, and the Rishos of all the B'nai Chatzar has the rights in that. The middle like some like a Rishos Ram, it's forbidden to carry, even in the chassar, this chassar itself, more than Dalai Ramas. says afterwards, he says, I found the machlekes regarding this between the place. And Seva Eben HaEzer, it comes out that it's forbidden, and that's how it's explicit in the Avodah Zarah. If you carry it to another chatzah that does not have an Erev, forbidden to carry in more than Dal Amos. That's what sounds like a little from the Rambam. Or even Rashi, you see that if you already took it out to the chatzah, for example, let's say you're wearing it, even though you took it off, then there is no Isser of carrying in this chatzah itself. You're allowed to carry it in that whole chatzah, and only from that chatzah to another chatzah it can be forbidden. That's also opinion of taste. And Erevin, the chatzah itself, you're allowed to carry throughout if you already took it over there, even though it started Shabbos in the house. Taste, it sounds like there's no difference between if you took it on a permitted way or forbidden way, and it's logical that Rashi would hold like this. And this, the Rashi says, Derech Mamash, that's just he's saying a permitted way. Now, so obviously that they hold that the Gezeich HaCham was not only by taking it from Rishus to Rishus, for example, let's say from Bayis to a Chatzah that does not have an air, but from a Chatzah to another Chatzah, but came that started Shabbos in the house. But on the Chatzah itself, there was no Gezeich Chazal at all, and you're allowed to carry throughout, even the vessels that started Shabbos in the house, when it's ready put up in it. And this actually answered the question of the Gondrim Kiv Ege, and Shabbos of Kof Lamed over there on Rashi. Also, he quotes this question in Chedush Mamishnais, and that's how the Maram Shif answers over there. Also, this Gondrim Kiv Ege brings from Dav Peizayin Ervin a proof to what he's saying. Also, from Ritvon Dav Ein Zayin, so it's no more proof anymore, according to what, how we explain their Shita. Says the Bialacha, subsequently I found in the Sefer Bismay and Shimem Tes that he writes also that this halacha depends on machlekes between the place that we mentioned. Look over there also that al kaponim, this is pashut and clear that this that Eben HaEzer writes that al pizeh, according based on this, Yeshlaza wants us to be careful to warn Eisim Shukun Mashkin B'Shabbos the Akam that they purchased beverages on Shabbat through a non Jew, that they bring it from another chatzah that there was no Erev with, even though it was already brought to their house. You're not allowed to move it around the house only within the Dalai Lamas. It says a mistake. Because what is the idea of a bias of a yachid have to do with a chatzah that there's no Erev? Even according to those who are machmer, that's dafka in the chatzah that you did not make an Erev, which is a Rosh Hashanah over there. And therefore, it's like somewhat of an element of Rosh Hashanah. But in the house, what's the difference in the Rosh Hashanah gama between with and for Amos or out of Dalai Lamas? And for sure, totally permitted ad kan l'shein, that's his words. And also going to be the Ege, in the beginning, his intention was to be stringent. Also, in this regard, like those who are stringent, at the end, it sounds like that he agrees to the Bismayer. Look over there. The Masal Chotza Acheres, that we're not concerned that you're going to come to carry what started Shabbos in the house to another courtyard. So look at Mishnah Berurah Kot Tazayin, or according to the name of the Gemara, that if you carried out from the homes to the Chatzah to Chatzah, you'd not make an Erev, and you took it over there, Derech Hetter, let's say, through you wore a jacket and you took it off over there, that you're not going to go back now and carry it out from there to another Chatzah. Look at the Beis Meir and that Siman that we mentioned before that is inclined, that that's Dafke if the beginning of when Shabbos started, the garment was not on him. He just put on afterwards. But if he's wearing it in his house, in the beginning when Shabbos starts, it's not considered at all like Kehan the Shoshavos advice, because he was wearing them, so they're secondary to his body, and that's how he's inclined to say with Tesis Yerushalayim. The Maschil Oilagag Bekarfiv, or we're not concerned that he's going to carry to a roof and a karfiv. And Magen Ram quotes from the Pirush Rashi, did not carry out from a bias to a karfiv that was not enclosed for residential purposes and does not contain more than Sasayim, even if it belongs to one person. That's also the opinion of Tesis. He asks on the Rambam that it sounds like his opinion is to be lean regarding this from the Gemara that sounds like Pirush Rashi. Look at the Chavon Moshe and other and many other Chayim that they write. There's no proof in the Gemara, only according to the Rabbanan, that they say it's forbidden even Kalim that Shashabbos Abatechim that started Shabbos inside of them. Because they're two Rishui, they're two bona fide, total bona fide Rishuyas, according to them. But not according to Reb Shimon, regarding Kalim Shashabbos Abatechim Bayis, where according to him, a carpet is the same thing as a Chatzar, literally. And like their words, he brought in Ritva, he brought in Bisesim, Shimon Chas, it sounds like over there in the Ritva, that's also his opinion, Lahalacha, and that's also opinion of his Rebbe, the Ra'ah. Now, the Iker that you have over here, Machlik's Ben Tunir Shain, you have the Rambam and the Smag and the Ra'ah and the Ritva to be lenient, where both belong to the same person, or they made an air between them. And this is Mark Avram wants to say that possible according to Rambam, it's not going on Karfav, the Bismay and other Chem already massacring him, and they prove like their words from the Rambam and then Halachachav. And then you have Rashi, Tais, Rash, Ben Chedushim, and the Rash to say forbidden, and that's how the turn Shachadar Chatzaisim previously in Shin and Chesav Yud. And the Bismay writes, but like Tchil B'Shur, one should be stringent like this, like the Psak and Shulchan Aruch. In a pressing situation, it would seem that one could rely on those to be lenient. Some of the Dirshu number 28. If a person was a Geisus, and then he got healthy again, and then he died on that Shabbos for a different reason, the Tais Shabbos writes that we say Halo Hochocho, because since he became healthy, he was removed from the category of most Geisim that they die. Regarding the death, afterwards we say Halo Hochocho. Dirshu number 30. Regarding the Halacha of me Geisim L'chaim, that some Geisim do live, like the Sharetzin brought, some do live up until 3 days. The Tais Shabbos writes that the Gesasim could continue more than 3 days. And it's just the Geisim that are going to end up dying, their Gesisa, their throes of death, goes up until 3 days and not more. According to this, he's not sure in the case where a person was Geisim 3 days before Shabbos, and also Bebein HaShemashis continues to be Geisim,
did we verify that his gesisa is not from those gesisa that die, and he's included in the miut of gesim that they actually survive, and then you can say Shabbat Shochu, or you have to be concerned that maybe the gesisa of Ben Ishmash is already gesisa of Misa, and it's not a continuation of the prior gesisa, which was a different one. Issue number 31. Pinchas Nish. Oh, that's right. Yesterday. Issue number 1. Where they come to explain that what the Mishnah Berurah said, that if it's not the highest part of the roof, it's just like the ceiling of the upper story, has a halacha like the upper story and has a halacha like a bais. So simply his words are Lushitasi that he says in Shin Nun Hei Sivkon Amadam, that when you have in the house a room that to eat on Shabbos, all the rooms of the house have a halacha like a bais. However, Chaim Kanievsky writes that also according to the words of Chaz Nisht, that only the room that they eat on Shabbos is considered as a bais. Now other rooms in the bais have a halacha like a chutz. So you could say that a roof, that utility is through the room, is like a corner of the room. And also according to the Chaz Nisht, it's considered like a bais. Similarly, with the Chaznesh writes where they regarding chakak, a carve out in the house, that even if it's 10 tefachot deep, the sides that are higher from a 10 are still considered like crevices of the chakak. Dishon number 3, a mepeset, a porch that's on the height of the ground floor that goes out to the courtyard. Chaznesh writes regarding the lachas of mezuzah that the mepeset functions like utility of the courtyard for sitting, for strolling, and for snacking. Zulchayra, also regarding the halacha of shvisa, the kelim that start over there are considered like they start in the chutzah, and you're allowed to carry to a gag, a chutzah, and the kafah. So to a basic kinesis, Mishbur holding shin samachvav has halacha like a chutzah, nalik the maril, that you're allowed to carry out a cleat, shashavas babayis, basic kinesis to a chutzah. A small room that's not dal adamas, that's within a larger room. Like a little closet. Taisa Shabbos, which is burned by halacha and shin samachvav, said Gimel, holds that it's possible to put over there the Rubik Chatzeres because it's considered like one big room. So you see that he holds it has a halacha like a bais. Now halacha is mafakvik in him because since the small room has mechitzes, comes that it's not dalad dalad, remains with tzarachin lemaisen, and his word lachar that it has halacha like a chatzer. However, it's possible, according to the Pinyin Mishnah Berurah that we mentioned, that when there's a room in the house that you eat in it, all the rooms of the house that consider like a bais, same thing would be this room that has a halacha like a bais. Now, regarding a stairwell, the Chuvitzer Latin writes, has a halacha like a bais shah, like a gatehouse, not like a chatzer, and he holds that there's no issur to carry out from the homes to the Beis Shaar, even when there's no Erev. However, in Sefer Emka Chachma, he's lengthy to prove in the words of Rishayim that a Beis Shaar of a Rabbim, a Geras of the public, is not worse than the Chatzar, and he brings that the Arlesin himself retract regarding this. He also brings that Osta Chaznesh was stringent regarding this. This is number 4. Mishmur and Sivkat and Dalad said that you're allowed to carry if it started Shabbos day, but not if it started Shabbos in the house. Because the place of where the kli starts Shabbos is established according to where it was by Ben Ishmash. That's where Shvisa is, and that's brought from the pastor Loshon Be'al Loch, the Mesel Chatzah, the name of the Beis Meir. That's the Rashi before, right, in the Erev of Tzadik Tes, that rain that comes down on Shabbos to his friend's roof and then to his courtyard. It's not good in Shvisa on the Gag, because it starts by Ben Ishmash. On the other hand, the Chazon Ish shows that a kli that goes into a house or a chatzah, even in the middle of Shabbos, would be kind of Shvisa over there. Dish number 5, Mishnah Berurah Sivkat and Yud said that if the karfa would be more than Susayim, it would be a karmelis, because it wasn't hook of ladir, then you would not be able to carry out from the Rishus Yochid to there. Says the Shuvav, that's not like the way it's written in the Shuvav's Ma'bit, that since the karfa, it's even more than Susayim, is biblically Rishus Yochid, there'd be a lot of carry out from it, from Rishus Yochid to it. Dish number 7. Mishmaret said, and explained the words of Mechaba, that we're not concerned you might come to carry from the house to the chotzer to another chotzer. Because it's exactly gzera. In other words, you're not going to make it forbidden to carry out a kli that started Shabbos in this chatzar to another chatzar for the gzera, that you might come to carry out a kli that started Shabbos in the house, because the whole reason of the isra to carry out a kli that started Shabbos in the bayis to a chatzar is because it's gzera that you might come to carry out from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. They were not glazed exactly gzera. Dish number 8, Be'alach had said that it's a machlik, it's a paiskin, and it doesn't come out lahalacha regarding this. On the other hand, Chazon Ish writes, we don't find someone who should say it's forbidden to move a hair breadth, and also moving Dalet Amos, there's no source in the Gemara to say it's forbidden. He adds on that, if it's written name of the Rashba to say it's forbidden, but it doesn't reveal his reason. Or the Be'alach explains, Chum made this chatzah that has no air, like Rosh Hashanah, regarding Kalim that started Shabbos in the house, because since the Rosh Hashanah, all B'nai Chatzah have dominion over there. And it also seems that
you don't have this all the other Paiskim because they don't write this halacha, and it comes out one could be leaning regarding halachas of Erev, and that's written in Shulchan Aruch HaRav and Shin Pei Ches regarding when you have your jacket here and this from the start in the house that now in the Chatz. Tishu number 9. So it's another carry to another Chatz that did not make an Erev with them. The reason for this, explains Shulchan Aruch HaRav, is because Kalim that started of Shabbos in the house has halacha wherever they are as if they're in the house. They did not carry them to a different place that you did not make an Erev with them. Chaznish explains that these Kalim, they're not called Klei HaChatzah, they're called Klei HaBayis, and therefore it's forbidden to carry them out to another Chatzah. Like in Or Tzemeach, also says, like the Bir of the Chaznish, and the Sefer Nezi Yisrael, they write that there's a chilik in halacha regarding these Svaras, and even to carry them out to a garden or to a Karfaf, even that's his own, you see in Shulchan Aruch and Shin Ches at the end of the Sefer, that's forbidden because a Bayis and a Karfaf are considered two Rishuyis, in a pressing situation, but halacha writes, it's possible to carry from the house to his Karfaf. Dish number 10. Kalim that started of Shabbos in Reuben's house, and they came to Shimon's chatzer in the permitted way. Shulchan Aruch HaRav writes that you're allowed to bring them back to Reuben's chatzer. However, Chaznish writes that it's forbidden to carry them back to Reuben's chatzer, and also it's forbidden to carry them out from Shimon's chatzer to Levi's chatzer. And that is when they did not make an error between them. But if Levi made an error with Shimon, Tzeis Arid writes an error that's something else, they would be permitted to take it out to Levi's chatzer. Kalim that started of Shabbos in the house, and they came, let's say, someone wearing it to another chatzer through a camelist. It would seem in the words of Chaznish that here also it's forbidden to carry from chatzah to chatzah, even though there's an interruption of a karmelist between the chatzeres and the house where the kalim started of Shabbos. Kalim the start of Shabbos in Reuben's chatzah, and they came to Shimon's chatzah, Chaznish writes, you now bring them in from Shimon's chatzah to his house, even though his chatzah and his house are heaven heirs. And he writes that that's how you see in Teis and Erevin of Tzadik Tes, on a base, that rain that started of Shabbos in his friend's roof, and then the rain was collected from the airspace, you now carry it into the house. But the Goyen Yaakov there in Erevin is not sure, of course, the Beis Meir, the end of his words. According to Chaznish, comes out that if someone lives in the city, that the mechitzas are fixed appropriately, but there's no Shiduvim advice because non-Jews live there or they're not sure what their mitzvahs. He allowed to carry the objects that start of the Shabbos in the steerwell in the house to the steerwell of another apartment, but you can't bring it then from the steerwell of the second house to that house, even though in that binyan there's a Rebbe Chatzir's halachically, because since it started Shabbos in the Chatzah that they didn't have Erev with the second house. Now, if his coat is found by Nashmashas in one of the rooms of the house, and he puts it on and comes to another house, according to Chazanish, that the other rooms of the house have a lach like a Chatzah, he's not allowed to carry his coat in that house from the rooms of the house where sleeping to the room of the house where they're eating, because it comes out that he's carrying Kilim Shoshavas B'Chatzah Acheres from a Chatzah Tabais. According to the Mishnah Berurah and Shinon Hay, there is no Isser because all the rooms are considered like the Bais. Tishu number 11. Chaznish writes, someone was wearing garments when Shabbos started, and then he took them off on Shabbos in his house, and he put it back on, and he goes into his Chatzah or to his friend's Chatzah, and he takes it off over there. He's not allowed to carry them out to another Chatzah, because when he took off his garments in his house, it's kind of Shavis over there. And the Aris at the end of Sefer Shin Halachas, he comments on the Yisoid of the words of Chaznish that the Shvi's over there, even in the middle of Shabbos, that doesn't sound like it's from Tezen Erevin that's something Tezen Mabez. Because in a very expansive of Landau and Kibbutz and Cyrus, that from the words of Shem and Erevin, obvious that there's no Halach of Kim Shashav, so only when it has the Shvi's of Ben Hashmash, according to this, if by Ben Hashmash was wearing them, then it's not considered as Kim Shashav to Mabez, and it would be able to carry out from Chatz to Chatz. Levi Maschel and Dish number 12. The Allah had said, it would seem that one could rely to be lenient to carry out, as he discussed over there, in from a house to a carpet of Shlahok of Ladira, even if it belongs to one person. And elsewhere in Mishbarishin and Ches and Sharatzin over there, he's leaning in the pressing situation, the case where the garden was in the Chatzar, and its area was the minority of the area of the Chatzar. But if the garden was independent, sounds like that it would hold that you're not allowed to carry from it from the house, even in the pressing situation. So Tzarchin, that requires further analysis.